BBC Sounds. Music, radio, podcasts.
You're listening to Friday's episode of The Archers from BBC Radio 4.
Chris, mate.
Oh, great. Will.
Oh, glad I caught you. Can I have a word?
I'm going for a quiet pint. I don't want to talk to you.
Well, it's just to say how desperately sorry we all are.
Mm-hmm.
Well, George included.
I've got nothing to say about him.
Well, I understand that, but he really wants to apologise to Alice somehow, except he ain't allowed to speak to her, is he?
You know he's not. And before you ask, I'm not passing on any messages neither.
Well, if he could just explain to you how he's feeling.
Will, I don't give a toss how he's feeling. Just like he didn't give a toss about Alice, or me, or Martha, when he were lying through his teeth for months.
Yeah, we were angry too when we found out what happened. And Emma's still distraught now. Worse even. What with you two falling out?
Oh, yeah, I get it. My sister sent you, is she?
No, but I know how cut up she is about it. She begged George to go to the police. We both did.
Hang on. Are you saying you knew too?
What?
So George told you and Emma the truth, but neither of you did anything about it.
We were trying to get him to see sense, mate. You've got to understand that.
All I understand, mate, is that you knew the truth for weeks, but you didn't lift a finger to help us. Now get out of my way.
Look, I'm sorry. This isn't how we wanted it to turn out.
Yeah, no, I bet it's not.
This looks like the place. We're ridiculously early.
Oh, it's fine, Dad. We'll have more time with Rory, won't we? Oh, what an amazing building. Oh, look at the ceiling.
The lofty heights of academia, eh?
Absolutely. Hey, I'll grab us a graduation programme. You stay right there, OK?
I won't move one single inch.
Dad! Hey, you made it!
Rory!
Oh, I'm so pleased you came. And you're definitely feeling better?
I got an all clear from the doctor. You would just ask your sister.
Alice!
Hey, Rory! Oh, I'm so proud of you!
I am way prouder of you.
Good Lord, we'll be having a group hug soon.
No, don't worry, Dad. We won't inflict that on you.
Well, not yet, anyway.
But I'm going to film the whole thing for everyone at home and your folks in Ireland.
Oh, thanks. Oh, damn. That's my mate telling me to get upstairs. We have to queue to get our cap and gown.
Oh, I remember that. We had a wild time the night before graduation. And the minute my friend got her cap and gown on, she fainted.
Well, yeah. I think we've done a bit too much partying this week. My head is scrambled.
Right then, you fetch your gown and we'll see you in that cafe you like.
I'll come and find you.
I'll get you a coffee.
Thanks.
Hey, it seems like a million years since we won the cricket.
Being promoted to the heady heights of Division 4. It's pretty amazing, wasn't it? But I think I'm still in shock about Alice. Mm. It's like how I'm feeling. It flips from one extreme to the other.
Yeah.
Over the moon one minute, then raging the next.
Well, the truth is out now. That's something.
Mm. But I've been powerless from the beginning, Harrison. Kind of stuck, watching from the sidelines. Even now, all I do is react to what other people say or do.
I went and made everything worse dealing with George the way I did. Fallon's still fuming.
The only thing I get to decide is who I'm going to be most frustrated with today. And that's been hard, you know, because most of the time it's with the one person that I actually care about. A lot.
Alice?
Mm.
Oh, me too. I couldn't help myself, but I really hated her.
I know.
When all the time she was entirely innocent.
Mm. So, today, I can't decide if I'm more angry with Emma, Will or George.
What, because they're his parents?
No, because they knew what he'd done and just sat on it.
Sorry?
George fessed up to Emma weeks ago.
Are you serious?
Oh, yeah. My own sister knew and never said a word. Apparently she was trying to make him go to the cops himself, but he weren't ever going to do that.
No.
I can't believe she betrayed me like that. Chose her own toe rag of a son over my family. We were close to breaking, but she didn't give a stuff. I'm bumping into Will just now. Turns out he knew and all.
Hang on. You mean Will and Emma
knew George had lied.
Mm. Yeah. And what did they do about it? Zilch.
When exactly do you reckon they found out?
Well, the queue's starting to die down, so we'd better order lunch.
Well, Rory's coffee's gone cold. Where is he?
Well, maybe his head was too big for the cap.
Yes, probably. Where's the graduation programme? Because it'd be nice to see Rory's name in print.
Oh, let's see.
And we'll need a photo of him shaking hands with the Vice-Chancellor.
Well, this is all engineering degrees.
What?
I can't see Rory's course.
Well, that's odd. I mean, it's the right programme.
4 o'clock, yeah. Here's Rory now. Your coffee's stone cold. Where are you?
My gown didn't fit, so I got delayed. But where are you? It's about to start.
What's about to start?
The ceremony. The usher's saying everyone needs to take their seats.
But it doesn't start till 4.
Huh? No, it starts at 2.
What? Dad said 4.
1,400.
1,400? Oh, no. It's about to start, Dad. Rory, tell the usher we're on our way.
What's going on?
Right, quick, we've got to get there now.
Well, did he get the time wrong or something?
Well, it turns out it was 1,400, not 4 p.m.
Sorry?
Well, either he mistyped the time or you misread his text. Either way, we need to hurry up.
I very much doubt that was me. I mean, why wouldn't he just say 2 o'clock?
Well, let's have the post-mortem later, because we need to get our skates on.
Thanks for popping in, Will. Now you're busy with the turkey poult.
Ah, George was supposed to be in charge of all this, but anyway, I helped Dad spread more paper straw, and we checked the feeders, so he won't need me again till later.
Do you want a cuppa?
Nah, I only just had my flask.
So, how is George?
I don't know him. Up and down, I suppose. I can't get him out of his room. He's still fuming about you calling the police. I mean, and okay, there probably weren't any choice with your mum and dad on the warpath.
They were right, Will.
I still wish you told me before you did it.
There wasn't time, and it was just so, I don't know, it was intense.
Then he rolled. George is slightly less hostile now.
Well, I can't see him speaking to me any time soon.
Maybe not. But your dad was brilliant on Wednesday. Sort of firm but fair. You know what he's like. Worked better with George than any kind of sympathy.
We're his parents. Of course we're sympathetic.
Let's face it. He's not happy with anyone, is he? Especially not himself.
Well, I know how he feels. No one left round here for me to upset, is there? I'm not joking, Will. The way Chris was with me at the rewilding, he might as well have spat on me.
Yeah, I tried having a word earlier.
Did you?
I shouldn't have bothered, because he seemed even angrier afterwards.
Ed's not great, neither. He's been on different jobs from me all week, and straight out with the Texels or helping your dad with the turkeys. Just can't bear to see me.
Mm. Yeah, he's the same with me.
I had to send Kira to get bread and milk from the shop yesterday. I just couldn't face being out in the village.
No one's said anything, have they?
No one's come banging on our door, no. I can't believe Brian and Harrison, you know.
Can you?
He's 19 years old.
So he's an adult in their eyes.
We know he's still a kid.
Yeah, he's going to have to grow up pretty fast now.
He really is. Now, the worst thing, Will. Just when George needs me the most, he won't let me anywhere near him.
How's Fallon been with you?
Luckily, I went down for any shifts at the tea room this week, but I am next week. Think I should message her?
Hard to say.
Chelsea said she's covering again for her today. Fallon's at home.
Might be better to go round him. Talk to her face-to-face.
I don't know.
Well, it's worth a try.
I'm not sure I'm brave enough.
You want me to come with you?
Would you?
That was absolutely wonderful.
I got so many great photos.
Did you get him shaking hands with the Vice-Chancellor?
Yes. I videoed that whole bit and I sent it to Kate, who's already shared it with the family over in Ireland.
Oh, right. here he is. The graduate himself. Rory!
Rory! Over here!
There you are. Did you like it?
Like it? We loved it.
And you managed not to trip up or anything.
Oh, yeah, that poor guy. He was mortified.
Oh, I know.
Sorry about the time mix-up, but it's not just the partying that's distracted me. I also had some job interviews.
Oh, how did they go?
I heard this morning. I've got the grad scheme for a finance company based in the city.
Wow!
That's fantastic. Well done. Do you know, I'm as proud as punch.
Oh, thank you.
I really am. And I know Jenny and Siobhan would have been just as proud.
What? What, do you think so?
There's no doubt about it.
None at all.
Oh, thanks. I hope so, you know, I really do.
Well, in fact, I'm so proud of you both. I don't think I'll be able to stop smiling for a week.
Oh, that's so nice. Yeah, well, I'm sorry, Dad, but this is exactly the moment for a group hug, whether you like it or not. Don't you think, Rory?
Oh, 100%. Come on, Dad.
Oh, all right, then. Can't believe I'm doing this, but yep, here we go. Group hug.
Oh, right.
Hey, Harrison.
Harrison?
You okay?
What do you want?
Is Fallon around? I was hoping for a quick word, if that's okay.
She's watching telly.
Oh. We are so, so sorry about everything, honestly.
Yeah, we really are.
Is that it?
Please, can I speak to Fallon? She must be thinking everything under the sun, and I wanted to know...
You wanted to know what, Emma?
Well, you know, how sorry our George is. He understands what he did was terrible, didn't he, Will?
Yeah, of course he does.
And are you going to mention to Fallon how long you've known what he did?
What?
How long did you know, both of you, before you made that call?
I'm not sure.
Actually, don't bother. There's one of my police colleagues will be coming to speak to you about that.
Sorry?
It's called assisting an offender.
What?
The crime you've committed.
But I really don't think...
Don't think... What, you don't think you've done anything wrong?
Look, we realise it weren't ideal.
Not ideal. Not ideal. That's funny. Yeah, I'll tell Fallon that. Not ideal.
Please.
Anyway, you best head home. Because you'll be getting a knock on your door any minute, and I don't want you to miss it.
Oh, my...
You've got to be kidding me. Is that right? Assisting an offender?
Oh, it must be. Harrison's a copper, isn't he?
This thing gets worse every minute, don't it? How the hell are we going to deal with this?